So you've submitted an ordinance that would ban camping in public places in the city of Fresno. What does that mean?
Well, really, my office has been inundated with calls for months. And I really believe it goes across the city. So when I talk with my colleagues, they're getting the same type of phone calls that I'm getting, complaints, and people in the community are getting very upset what they perceive happening in our community, which is people who are pitching tents and camping and sleeping in public and preparing food in public in some cases, bathing in public in some places. I had a complaint last week when a guy was taking a bath in a very beautiful fountain in northwest Fresno. I saw the same thing in a fountain in downtown Fresno, eating lunch a couple days later. So bathing, preparing food, sleeping, tents. And the latest thing is probably the worst of all, people going to the restroom in public, okay? I don't know, for some reason I was not getting that complaint last year, but now I'm hearing it all the time. So this no camping ordinance is aimed at those behaviors. It's trying to say those behaviors are unacceptable. And so I've got an ordinance coming out before council next week that tries to ban those behaviors or make them unlawful, so that if somebody wants to continually participate in them and obstinately participate in them, we have another tool where we can say, no, we don't accept that anymore. And that is what this ordinance is really all about.
Presumably, these are homeless people. I'm not thinking that these are folks that are, you know, instead of going to the mountains, are camping in public. Is that what you would assume, that these are homeless people?
Most of the complaints that we have are connected to homeless people that are doing these things. But to be honest, my ordinance itself never mentions the word homeless, because we're not targeting a person. We're targeting behaviors, or not even a type of person. We're just targeting behaviors that are unacceptable. Now, I want to look intelligent people in the eye and say, yes, it's a lot of the homeless that are doing these things, right? This isn't something that I've just thought of overnight. It really started several months ago when a group came to Fresno City Council from Chinatown, not even in my section of town, but they were saying, hey, when are you guys going to do you guys know that there's a huge problem out there? And I was thinking the whole time they were complaining, yeah, these guys are right on. This is the exact thing I'm hearing. So I started thinking about what could I do. I connected with our partners in the homeless process, nonprofit partners, housing authority, some of those folks that are in charge of finding housing for folks. I also talked with Sergeant Dewey, the head of our homeless task force for Fresno PD. Here's what I found, and I had to get myself educated first. So here's what I found. We have about 1,800 homeless people in Fresno. Out of the 1,800 homeless in Fresno, we've got people who are addicted and people who have mental illness. Oftentimes, they hide in the cracks and crevices of our city. And although they are endangering themselves, a lot of times the public doesn't see them. Here's what I've been told. We have about 500 or 600 people that are living a camping lifestyle. When you come up to them, they might be on some substance, but they know enough to say, I don't want your help. I don't want your services. I want to sleep in a tent in Fresno. And we have caseworkers and law enforcement that both say, hey, we have a place for you. No, I don't want the place. I want to do what I'm doing. They're smart enough. They're lucid enough. That's what they prefer. So it's about 600 people that this no camping policy would kind of target the behaviors, right? So that's really a group that we're trying to say, you know, we're not going to enable this lifestyle anymore.
What would be the penalty?
So the chief believes this is a tool that they can use on occasion when they deem it's necessary. So if they come up to somebody and somebody's agreeable and they say, hey, you can't, you know, we know you've been here for 3 days. You've got to move on. We can't have you here. This is unacceptable. That person complies. We understand. But if they're obstinate, the way some folks have been obstinate, almost like, hey, I know my rights. I can do what I want. You can't force me to take those services, and I'm going to stay here. Now the chief or code enforcement, they have a tool that says, I'm sorry, there's a new city policy. You can't do this camping stuff. And so then they would, if they resist or if they are unwilling to listen, they would take them to jail. They would take their belongings, and store their belongings for them. Give them a number. When you get out, go over here to this warehouse. Your belongings will be there for you. They would take them. They might, Jeffrey, they might stay 24 hours. They might stay 8 hours. They might stay 48 hours, okay, in jail. But and when they're done, all of their stuff is there for them. But the chief believes that this would interrupt their lifestyle long enough to get them thinking, do I really want to do this? Do I want to be hauled down to jail once a month, twice a month? You know, it gets them thinking, you know, maybe I need to do something different.
So kind of
believes that that can be successful.
So it's not a financial penalty. It's kind of, for lack of a better word, like a nuisance penalty. For not that they're being a nuisance, but it would be a nuisance in their life pattern.
Yeah, it'd be a nuisance in their life pattern. Since Prop 47, 57, and prison realignment, this is really the same type of nuisance that we've been towards people who want to do breaking and entering. We're not going to get to keep them for a long time, but it still disrupts their game plan and forces them, even if it's for 8 hours or 24 hours, forces them to think, do I really want to continue doing this? So the chief is committed to implementing this policy. That's his call, how they do that. That's the administration and the chief's call. My job is to respond to the overwhelming volume of complaints that I'm getting in my district, people thinking that our city government don't even recognize there's a problem and are unwilling to do anything about it. And I'm saying, no, I'm not going to sit on the fence. I'm going to do something about it.
And I'm familiar with these type of arrangements. I live in central Fresno, and I saw one that the police were breaking up on shields. So it seems like police are already taking steps to interrupt these smaller homeless encampments.
They are, and they have been. Of course, we started breaking down big encampments several years ago. Now, people throughout the city are doing some of the same things they used to be doing at the big encampments, which was unacceptable then, and so it's unacceptable now. In the past, it was all in one spot and was really a blight on downtown Fresno. Now we've got many spots, and it's still a blight, and that problem, as I was saying, is not quite a homeless person. But this is not, we're not going after the single mother who lost her job and who's got a hardship. We have great community partners that want to help her. We're also not going off on the veteran who has PTSD. We have great partners who are trying to help him or her. We're going after that obstinate 600 folks that are choosing this lifestyle with a clear mind, and they've been able to work the system. They know what we've been willing to do and not do. So now we're going to call it quits on that enabling. And so I would agree there's times when the police go out and they find a reason to get people moving on. Sometimes that's because they're on private property. They say, hey, you know, you're on somebody's private property. That's considered trespassing. Oh, I get it. And then they'll move 200-300 yards to another spot under a different bush, and it might be public property. So I'm not saying that nothing's been done. You've been a witness of PD trying to take care of some of these problems in the past, but now we've got to tackle it on a bigger scale.
Anything else you want to add?
You know, I would like to add that this is not, you're not going to see a sweep of people. That's not what this is about. You're not going to see a large scale assault on a group of people. What you're going to see is just a tool in the toolbox that can be employed on time to time when deemed necessary to break up this behavior. So I want folks, I want your listeners to understand that this is not against any group of people. It's against behaviors that have really been affecting our city. So you're not going to see any sweep. I'm also not naive enough to think that this is going to stop homelessness or, but we're going to add a tool in the toolbox that PD's been asking for and that other communities have found successful. And so we're going to try it here in Fresno.
Steve Brandow, Fresno City Council Member, District 2, thank you very much for your time today.
And thank you for your time. I appreciate it.